ADR KO4 NUE.
VWA mobile.
DWA K4OIM. You going flying this morning, Steve?
Yeah, buddy, I've lost so much weight, I'm going to fly between the raindrops, Walt. How are you doing? How did that cataract go?
It was yesterday, but it is not till the 14th, a week from this coming Thursday, Steve. How'd you come out with your COVID shot?
Believe it or not, everybody was telling me they had a sore arm for about 3 days. My arm was sore for a day and a half, and I had no other reaction to it. So I'll tell you what, it was a real blessing. I was really expecting to get sick. But we'll wait and see what happens on the second big shot.
Sick off of either one of them. My arm on the first one was sore for about a day, and not to discourage you, but the second one, it was sore for about 3 days, but other than that, I didn't have any side effects, no temperature, no feeling sick, nothing, Steve. Boy, we getting some rain, aren't we?
I did have one side effect there, Walt. I kept craving Vienna sausages and Ritz crackers.
Are you?
Now, if I was, I tell you what, just shoot me.
Get a hankering for them every once in a while. I'll keep me 4 or 5 cans down here in my shack, just in case I do. And another thing I get a craving for is saltine crackers and sardines. And I used to hate sardines, but I've got a few of them slashed away down here, Steve.
So you can keep your sardines. Oh, my. No, no, no. Yeah, I'll pass on them. Sardines and anchovies. No, sir.
How long it'll be before I eat any more sardines? I opened a can up down here about 2 months ago. My daughter had bought somewhere. She bought me about 4 cans. And I opened my can up. I done ate about half of them, and I looked down in the can, and one of them had blood in it. I had to throw up and feed the rest of them to the cats.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, like I said, not me, brother. Not me. Hey, have you heard anybody else on there this morning? Like N4MMW, you out there, Jimmy? Been late this morning. I tell you what. So how are you liking the new place up there next to the lake there, Walt?
I don't know how it's going to be here this winter, because I remember when I used to ride motorcycles. In the summertime, you could always tell when you were getting close to a little stream or something. I remember a group of us would get together on Saturday and Sunday and ride up 26 and go up hit 25. I believe it. No, we'd go up hit 64 and ride up through Bat Cave and all. And when we'd be coming back late that night, coming down 26, when we got down here at Lake Bowen, it was always about a 20-degree drop in temperature, Steve. You ought to know that. You ride.
Let me tell you something. We took off in August 1 year, and it was like 90 degrees down here, and I started throwing a jacket into the bags on the back of my Harley, and everybody looked at me like, well, what are you doing? What are you putting a jacket in your baggage for, or in your baggage compartment? And we rode up to Mount Mitchell. You ever been up there in the summertime when it's temperature inversion?
He didn't have a back. He borrowed his nephew's. And we left Spartanburg one day. It was sunny, and I'd say up in the upper 70s or lower 80s. Steve, we just had on a T-shirt. And we got up there and went around one side of the mountain, and it was snowing to beat the band. I thought we were going to die before we got back down. I believe we ended up going into Hendersonville and going in a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and we sat there, and our clothes were coated in ice. We sat there. I thought we were going to freeze to death, and the girls working in there, they didn't mind all the water dripping out of us in the floor. They just kept bringing us coffee. Yeah, you never know what to dress for at Mount Mitchell.
We got up there that day, and it was an absolute severe, clear day. It was a gorgeous day. But when we left, we got up there, and it finally got up to 60. It finally got up to 60 degrees, and they was up there with just plain shirts on, trying to ride 55, 60 degrees with just plain shirts on. I had my jacket on, and I just smiled at them. Boys, I tried to tell you.
Man, I always carry the jacket, either in the bag or if I had a saddlebag. I kept a jacket or a heavy shirt in one of the saddlebags. But you never know how to prepare on a bike. The best way to be prepared is just be prepared for anything out there, Steve.
Well, what I used to ride was an electric glide, a full bagger electric glide. And in the right-hand bag, I used to keep a full set of rain suits, and that was back when I used to ride without a helmet, and, you know, everybody would tease me about riding the geezer glide. Well, I'd throw my helmet up into the trunk of that thing, and we'd head out, and they'd get to the North Carolina line and could not go into North Carolina. I'd say, well, what's the matter with you guys? You ain't got no helmets? Well, the next time we come, we'll let you put our helmets in your bag. I said, wrong-o, sports fans.
It pretty much always wore a helmet, even in South Carolina. Up in the, well, I'd had a bike since I was about 13 or 14 years old. I'll never forget the first one I had. Was one of the old two-cycle Harleys. I forget what that model was, a J something. And then when the city of Greenville retired their Harleys from the meter maids, I bought one of those things, and we had more fun on that old three-wheel Harley when it snowed. Man, we had a ball on that thing. It's a wonder we hadn't got killed.
5 cubic inch survey carts. Man, I'm going to tell you what. Do you know what those are worth today?
You know what that old two-cylinder Harley was worth? I mean, two-cycle Harley was worth. This is one of those that if you ever went to the fair, it's where they rode that wall of death on. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember watching a guy splatter himself on that wall one evening when we were out there. Let me tell you what, he did not keep his equipment up, and that old bike started sputtering and kicking and going on, and all of a sudden it cut out on him, He tried to drop it down, and you know that little 45-degree angle at the bottom of the drum? He caught a wheel in that trying to come down too quick, and I mean, it towed him down. I thought he was, well, that was going to carry him out of there on a blotter.
Lucky. Like I said, I rode from the time I was about 13 or 14 up till about 10 years ago, and I never got seriously hurt on one. I dropped a GT750 coming down through Lake Lure up there where you go back to get on, I believe it's Highway 9. I dropped one up there Sunday, and when I come to, everybody was telling me just to lay there. They had EMS on the way and all. And I got up and went up there and picked my bike up. All it had done was broke one of the mirrors off of it. I fired that thing up and come on down to Tryon, but boy, Wednesday I had to go to the hospital. I'd broke three ribs on my right side. And to this day, I have to watch what I'm doing if I lean over and put the pressure on those ribs, because I done broke two of them seven times now. And the last time I broke it, they tried to put me in the VA hospital because I wouldn't do like they said to. And I came home and I had to lay on the sofa wrapped up in an electric blanket for 2 weeks. If I got up to go to the bathroom, I had to have somebody with me. That was a time I was changing spark plugs in an OF-51 pickup. And one of them was real tight on the passenger side in the back. And I leaned over the fender and put pressure on them ribs. And when I pulled on pull handle, pow, pow, and I knew what I'd done.
Home for just a minute. I'll be right back.
I am KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, K4OIM. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Walt, what's going on with you this morning, bud?
Today's going to be a good day to clean and rearrange my shack, Chad.
Well, listen, I know you and Steve have a conversation. I don't want to interrupt that, but so your cataract surgery, when is that again?
Next Thursday morning. I'm kind of looking forward to it, Chad.
The ride situation straightened out.
Oh, my WellCare supplement, Medicare insurance. I got my 2022 book yesterday, and it had in there for transportation to and from. I said, well, this will solve my problem. And I called them, and yeah, Mr. Bradshaw, no problem. We'll be there about 7:15 on the 14th. So I got to straighten out, Chad.
Okay, well, I come out of quarantine on Thursday, and then we got to go an additional 3 to 5 days and then test. So if it doesn't work out, or if you don't want to utilize them, just let me know, and I'll be glad to take you down there. Where is it, Greenville or Columbia or what?
Restaurant there at 85. I think it's the next parking lot, Chad, on the left.
Okay, well, just you know, I'm not trying to get in your business, just trying to help you out. But if you I don't mind at all. If you don't want to use replace them or put up with the hassle of that, I should be good to go at that point. But just let me know. I'll be glad to take you down there.
Appreciate that, Chad. But I think I'm pretty much got it straightened out here. Unless something comes up with well care right at the last minute. You see what Miss Wendy talked up last night when John K at 4RJN up there in Brown's Summit. He asked her, how's the weather? She said, we ain't had no frog strangler yet. Boy, we got one over here this morning, and it is still coming down.
I know me and Anna was laughing at that, too. I have never heard frog strangling before. So we just laughed and laughed. We thought that was funny. She does a good job, you know.
Wendy does. And I think I have found the secret to calling the net. See, you always learn something on this hobby. I listened to you Saturday night and listened to Wendy last night, and she is slowly calling the net and repeating their call sign, name, and location. And they come back slow to you two. I guess the faster you talk, the faster they think you can write, Chad.
Hear what's happening, Walt, when me and Anna do it, we always do it together so we don't miss, you know, I help her, she helps me or whatever. But she uses the logging software where you physically input the call sign in. And that way, if you don't get the whole call sign, you can put a portion of it in and usually, you know, get the right call. But it's real good for stations that you can, you know, you can only get three or four of the call letters and blah, 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 things like that. So, but I can't do that. I can't type fast enough, but she can. But when she is... when she is checking behind me, or when she does the net and she uses the login software, that slows her down on the repeat call sign because she's trying to make sure she's got it right. And so I don't know that that's what's happening, but regardless of whether they're using the login software or not, that still is a good idea because it lets everybody else know what the call sign is, too. Because if the net control struggles with it, that's probably meaning everybody else is struggling with it, too, on the noisy stuff. But, yeah, I just, she just absolutely amazes me. She is just good at conversation, you know? And that's just very pleasing to hear. You know, to hear that.
Like you, I can't type that fast, especially with one hand. There's absolutely, I can use this left hand on the keyboard now. So I have to use the old pen and paper. But I don't know where the rabbits are. My daughter got 10 rabbits. I went out there yesterday. Well, when I came down here to the shack yesterday morning, there was a rabbit jumped out in front of my porch and scared me to death. I got to looking, and there's four or five of the rabbits done got out of the pen. They hopping around all out there in the yard. I laughed at her out there trying to catch them yesterday evening when she got home from work. Man, they ain't no way I can chase rabbits, Chad. I guess they, she opened the door that went under the house. I guess they under the house today while it's raining.
Let me tell you what she did to me the other night when I was calling the net. You gonna think this is funny. So, we usually usually just turn the TV off and listen to who's checking in and, you know, what's going on during the rag chew. And, I mean, we enjoy just listening, you know. So, but she has got a bad habit about talking. When somebody's checking in or somebody's trying to rag chew, she'll over there, she's like a little bird over there, blue, 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 just a talking. And I can't hear what is happening with the conversation. So, I told her the other night, I said, honey, listen, when people are talking on radio, I'm trying to listen. I said, could you just please be quiet and just not talk when somebody is, you know, giving their call sign or they're trying to have a rag chew? Because I'm trying to learn. So she gave me this old awful look. She didn't say anything, but got me. She got me the other night when we called the net. One of the stations checked in, and I didn't get the full call sign. And I said, honey, did you get that? She said, I did, but I'm not giving it to you because I can't talk. Okay, all right, you got me.
That was a good one, Chad. You just sit over there and be quiet, or yeah, she got you back.
She's funny with this radio. You know, I didn't think she would be interested or anything. So when I got my license, you know, she was just I don't know. She didn't say a whole lot at first, but as you know, things started. I started talking and getting more into it and this, that, and the other. She starts asking questions. Well, you know, what does this mean? Or what does that mean? Or what does this do? And da-da-da-da-da, this, that, and the other. So one day I left to go somewhere and came back, and one of my radios, the one I'm talking on now, was off frequency. And it was just, I mean, it was all messed up. PO tone was out of it. It was off frequency. It was out of memory channel. And I thought, what in the world is going on with my radio? I know I had all this stuff in here. So it took me about 10, 15 minutes to realize that she had left her coffee cup there by the radio. So I never said anything to her, but I figure what had happened was that she got in there messing around with the radio and got something messed up. How she did it, I don't know, but she never admitted to it, and I didn't say anything to her, and I wouldn't. But that's when I knew, okay, well, something funny's going on here, because she might be interested in this, because she's in here messing around with the radio.
Good grief. Trying to think how long I've been divorced. Well, widowed now. She wouldn't give me a divorce. I finally told her, I said, well, you don't have to give me a divorce. I done spent about $1,500 and she wouldn't sign the papers. I said, I'll just wait on you to die. And she died about 3 years ago. But I had a lab meter, and she had come by the house one night. She was fooling around on her new boyfriend like she done me, and she had come by my house one night, and I done went in there and went to bed because I had to work the next morning. And she was all, I don't see what you want with one of them CB radios. I woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning, and she was in there just a jabbering on that thing. But talking about it being off frequency and everything, I come down here a little while ago and turned my HF on, was going to check in the south cars, and I couldn't get my antenna to tune. And I said, well, it must have stormed last night. At one end of it must be laying on the ground. I got me another cup of coffee, and I sat here and looked. And I had it up on 7,500 instead of 7,250 or 7,251. So let's check and see if Steve's back in there. KM4 VWA, you back in? Bell out, or he's still checking on something, Chad. Go ahead and pick it up.
We had a pretty rough night last night. Not her mother, but, actually it's pretty rough. But she woke me up about 3 o'clock, and I could not go back to sleep. I laid there and laid there and laid there, and I just said, you know what, I'm just going to get in the truck and go back up to the deer camp and see what I need to do to get this bear situation straightened out up here. So I got up here, I don't know, about 4:30, maybe 5 o'clock, something like that, and got me some measurements. So I think I'm going to put me a bunch of nails and some plywood and just put it around the windows and the doors, keep him from trying to get in the place. But I used to sleep with the doors and windows open, but I don't do that no more because he's big enough to bother me, if you know what I mean.
Is he up there, Chad?
A battery supply, Walt.
If there's some way you can set up a motion detector with a loud car horn on it, so when it come around, it would scare him off.
Really, I guess I could, but I think I'm gonna deal with the nails. That seems, I've had several people give me advice. That's what I need to do. So I'm gonna give that a try and see what it does, I guess. But So the other day, Walt, let me tell you another funny one here. So the other day I was working on this little circuit board project I've been trying to work on, and she came in there watching me solder and try to get a 555 timer chip soldered in, and I was putting me some solder trails on it for the trigger portion of it, and took the ohm meter out and was testing with the ohm meter to see if, you know, I had continuity, or just checking behind myself, I guess. And so she picks up the meter and she starts looking at it, and she says, why are you using this meter? And I said, well, I'm checking for continuity, honey. And she says, well, I don't know, why do you use the ohm meter for that? And I said, what did you say? And she said, well, this is for on off. Why are you checking on and off? And I said, honey, it's called ohm. O-H-M, ohm meter. And she had thought for years that it was an ohm meter. And I said, oh my goodness. She's so funny sometimes, Walt. She just keeps things so interesting around the house.
Shut up. Pretty good stock of them 555 IC timers.
I do. I probably got 8 or 10 of them. You need a couple?
I can give you some. I got a bunch of them over here. If you ever run short, I've got them. I've got all kind of LCs over, ICs over here that I got from a solid key estate up there in Chandler a few months back. I got boxes of them, and, I got thousands of, little 1/8 ohm resistors. All these boat anchors, the smallest in them's a 1/4 watt, and if you ever need any resistors, I probably got them, Chad, and they're on the, tape strips. It's got the value wrote on them. It's So if you ever need any, be sure and check me out. I'll never use them.
Keep a supply of quarter watt up to 3 watt. The 3 watt ones are pretty big, but I just I haven't got down into very low voltage yet. I just it's hard for me to wrap my head around it, so I use the bigger stuff, and I mean that causes problems in itself with heat and all that, and I'm constantly trying to repair something, but I guess I need to start learning how to get down in the millivolts and start trying to manage all that, but it's just so different. I don't know why it is different in my mind. I just can't always wrap my hands around it, I guess, but I just stick with the bigger stuff because it's quicker, I guess. But at any rate, all right, well listen, I'm getting near my destination, so I'm gonna go ahead and say 7.3s, bud. And if something falls through with the transportation, just let me know. I would be delighted to take you down there. Now, you might have to walk back. That's just a joke. But if you need a ride down there, I'd be glad to help you. But it's KO4NUE. I'm clear, Walt. You have a wonderful day, bud.
K4OIM. All right, Chad. I appreciate that. And you be careful up there around Mr. Bear. And I'll say 7.3s, and be looking forward to you tonight on the round table. 7.3s, Chad.
That room self-testing kit for COVID. Had a big recall on a bunch of false positives. That's the loom. You look at Channel 7's webpage. Get the information. Click.
Appreciate you passing that along to me. Okay. Well, I'll check that out and figure out what I need to do. But typically when we keep those in the house to do a quick test, when you actually get ready to come off of quarantine, you really need to go to a lab to do that. And we just use the quick test as a gateway to get to a lab test, in other words. So yeah, they're not the best, but it gets you in and out of the lab and keeps you from going to the lab. But at any rate, appreciate the info, sir. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
OIM, KO4HKX. Walt, you still around there?
I'm gonna swim out of this mess here in a little bit. What you up to, Patrick?
I'm around the road playing in the rain. But hey, I was gonna ask, tonight I am meeting some friends, so I'll be coming out late for the net. So if I hit my dead spot, I can't check in. So if you don't hear me, that's what's going on, okay?
I'll wait till I'm about to close the net down, and if you hadn't checked in, I'll go ahead and check in by telephone relay if you'd like me to.
I can do it. Just the last couple times we've done that, it always seems like it. When it's my turn, I'm in that dead spot in Hendersonville, and I can't get checked in. And by the time I get through it, the net's over.
On Tuesday night, when I have the round table after I close the net out, like Chad said, I believe it was yesterday, we were down here, we were on the radio to about 2 o'clock in the morning about 2 weeks ago, Patrick. So if you hear us in there, jump in.
Honey, I'll do that. Like I said, I just wanted to let you know. I heard you on the radio a minute ago with Chad and Steve there, so I thought I'd give you a shout and let you know what was going on.
Even if I've closed the net out and you check in, I can go ahead and amend my net report, and Dave W. Ford, DJW, he told me that he always goes back and checks the net report, and he goes by the highest count number the NCS turns in for that night, because that way he'll know the somebody checked in later after they closed the net out, and they went ahead and amended the net report. But I appreciate you giving me the heads up, Patrick.
Just trying to let you know what was going on. Didn't want to miss it. But I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 so I can get out of here and get back to work. Well, you take care and try to stay dry today. Don't play in the rain too much. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
HK4 OIM. I'm going to stay dry. I'm not getting out in this stuff today. 7-3, Patrick.